How many believe that?
Amen.
And my Father is the husband. And every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. Did y'all hear that? If you're not bringing the fruit of God, what is the fruit of God? Read your Bible, you'll know. He taketh away, and every branch that beareth not fruit, he purgeth it, that he may bring forth more fruit. You know what that purge means? He cleans it up. He takes all that dead stuff off. All that ugly stuff. Now ye are clean through the word. He didn't say you was clean through your righteousness. You're clean through the what?
The word.
And when you disobey the word of God, you're
unclean.
You're not clean, you're a sinner.
Come on.
Now ye are clean through the word, which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself. Did I not tell you that a while ago? You can't do nothing without God.
Right.
Except abide in the vine. No man can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine. Ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. He just repeated. He's telling you, you need me.
Yeah.
If a man abideth not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. That's a promise.
Yes.
Somebody look at your neighbor and say, don't you hide, abide.
Don't hide, abide.
Let's pray. The gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, I'm so thankful, Lord, for the Spirit of God that we felt in this place tonight. Lord, for the love, Lord, for the peace, Lord, for every testimony, every anointed song. But Father, right now, we're breaking forth the Word of God. And Lord, we're asking you tonight to anoint me, Lord, to use me, Lord, as a vessel. Lord, that I, Lord, can preach a message, Lord. Lord, that would bring us closer to thee, Lord. Lord, that we could abide, and Lord, we would not hide. Lord, I thank you tonight, glorify thee in Jesus' holy and righteous name. We pray that the church will just say amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. John, where are you going? Come back out here and sit down. We're live, and that boy goes to the bathroom every time I start preaching. Come on now. The Word of God, when it starts going off, we ought to be keeping our tushies in the seat and listen.
Yes.
You don't get up, walk around. Well, you used to, when I was a kid, you didn't get up and run around in the house of God. You didn't get up and run around in the courthouse.
Come on.
I know there's time to do that, but some of us as grown, we don't have to do that.
Right.
How many need some help tonight?
Amen.
How many still love me?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I want to preach a message tonight, if the Lord will help me, on don't hide, abide. We've got too many in the church world that is hiding. They are not abiding.
Amen.
They slip in and out of the church house like an investigator. Come on, they want to slip in here like they don't want nobody to see them, or like anybody don't want them to go to church. That they don't want nobody to know that they are a Christian, that they go to church, or that they believe the Word of God, so they hide. Oh, come on, and they don't abide. Oh, they want to abide when they come in the church house. Oh, they want to get up and they want to sing, they want to testify, and they want to talk about His mercies and His grace. They want to talk about His blessings when everybody knows that they're lying. Oh, will somebody say amen?
Amen.
Oh, when you are abiding in the vine, oh, come on, your fruit will tell on you. Oh, the blessings of God that's blessing you, my friend. You can't hide it. You don't have to tell it. People can see it on your face. Oh, they can see it in your life. Oh, but I'm here to tell you tonight, we've got a group. Oh, we got a generation. Oh, that's hiding. Does anybody understand what it means to hide? Oh, when I was a child, we used to play hide and go seek. Oh, we go hide because we didn't want somebody to see us. Oh, we didn't want the seeker to find us. Oh, we're living in a nation. Oh, that the church world, oh, they're hiding and they're not abiding. Oh, why is that? Because they've come children. It shows up in their finances. It shows up in everything they do, in every aspect of their life. Oh, why is that, ma'am? Why is that, sir? Oh, people refuse to abide. Oh, they want to hide. And because they hide, oh, God cannot abide in them.
That's right. Wrong.
Yes.
Anything that hides is scary. It'll be not this weekend, but next weekend. We got deer season coming. And I'm going to put me some camouflage on. And I'm going to hide my sin. I'm going to wash myself where them little deers can't hear me. Where they can't smell me. And I'm going to go out in the middle of the woods in the middle of the night. And I'm even going to take it to the foot of my tree. And I'm going to kick back the dirt. I'm going to kick back the dirt to let that aroma just come up. And they smell that dirt and it won't smell me. I will, even on the way in, I will take pine needles and I will take them pine needles and I will rub them on my skin. Oh, come on, in behind my neck. Oh, I will break them things up, try it, brother, it works. I don't get smelled anymore. Oh, I take them things, I don't buy nothing at Walmart, nothing at Sports Academy. I use what the world, what's out there in the world, what they're used to, what they're accustomed to. Right there, it's fresh, right in the same woods. I will sit there and I'll rub that thing together and it will create the juice. Somebody says, I wouldn't do that. Oh, you're not trying to kill a deer. I'm trying to kill a deer. I'm trying to fit in to them woods, into my surroundings. Oh, I've got things on my mind. Oh, what I really want to do. Oh, so I will get up and I will spend the time going to them woods. Oh, finding that. Oh, that old trail that buck has been coming out. I will cover my sit. I will climb 25 foot up in the air and I will wear a leaf material so I can blend in.
Yes. Come on.
With one thing on my mind, I want to kill that deer. Oh, come on. Oh, there's a reason why. Oh, the church world wants to blend in. Oh, there's a reason why. Oh, the church world wants to fit in. They want to be camouflaged to that world. That's because they got bad things on the mind.
Come on.
There's something in that world they want. There's something in that world that draws them.
Come on.
Come on.
Listen to me. This reason they hide.
Come on, forgive
me. They want to buy in the vine. Because if they buy in that vine, they're going to stick out.
Come on.
Oh, everybody's going to know. They say, oh, I know where the vine is. Oh, come on. They know where the vine is. If there's a vine in the woods, we all knew where it was as a boy. Oh, because we grabbed them things and we swing from one holler to the other. Everybody knows that vine separates itself from the tree. Come on, we need to abide by the vine.
Amen.
Right.
We're living in a generation that everybody wants to hide.
Come on.
We got our women and our men want to dress and they want to look like the world.
Come on.
There's some idiot on Facebook this week. I've seen him talk before. He's got a real good voice. But I never would share his stuff because I know he's the devil.
Yeah.
Come on.
I didn't have to hear him to know he was the devil. I knew he called himself a preacher, and he had them big old gauges hanging out of his ears.
Come on.
Hey, I tell you what, if I had tattoos all over my arms, they would be here and you wouldn't see them.
That's right.
Why is that? That's because it destroys the world. And I know God forgives you of it. That don't mean you go out there and you try to sell it for Jesus Christ. Oh, that was his camouflage when he was in the world. And it's time for us to get on camouflage and allow the Lord to see us and say, you know what, God, I want to abide in you. Because I want to have that living fruit in my home and my marriage with my children. Lord, in my mind, I need your peace. I need your love. Oh, come on. I need your strength in the midnight hour. I need confidence, Lord, that you're going to be there when I pray.
Come on.
Come on,
preacher. But he got on there. And I figure if he can attack like he did being the devil he is, I'm going to just let him have it right here. You don't have to do all that, he said, to be a Christian.
Come on.
Come on.
Oh, All you got to do is say a little prayer, Daddy, and you're going to be all right. All you got to do is go to church. Come on, and you're going to be all right. Oh, you don't have to separate yourself. Oh, there's not a look, he said, for a Christian. Can I tell you, there is a look for a Christian?
Yes.
Oh, we look different. We talk different. We act different.
Yes.
Why is that? Because we are different.
That's
oh,
right.
We've been abiding in the Bible.
Come on.
Everything about that pine tree don't look like a pine.
Come on.
Everything about that sycamore tree don't look like the vine. Everything about that poison ivy vine don't look like the vine.
Mom.
I'm afraid someone's got some like poison ivy stuff.
Come on.
They got a hold of the wrong vine.
Yeah.
Vine I'm talking about tonight. Won't leave you itchy. Won't leave you in a rash. Won't leave you complaining. Oh, but can I tell you? He is the vine. He's the living vine. Oh, the things that we ask for. Oh, we were abiding in the vine. He said you ask and I'm going to give it to you.
Come on.
Amen.
Somebody says, well, he did it for me. Maybe you got some vine problems.
Come on.
Maybe you've been hiding and you've not been abiding.
Come on.
The preacher just didn't happen that quick for me.
I've never seen a vine overnight
just putting on leaves. Oh, come on. Oh, we can't hold on for a season. That's what's wrong with some of us. Oh, we can't get to the next season. How many of you know the four seasons in our life? Oh, come on.
Yeah.
If you'll hold on for that season, you will bear the fruit of God in your life.
Come on.
We're going to have down seasons.
We're going to have springs. Oh, come on. We're going to have the season. Oh, that we put on the fruits. Oh, but there's coming a harvest.
Come on.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
Some just gets excited when they see the fruit and they give up. Oh, but it's not harvest time. It's some of them. Oh, when winter time comes, and you will have a winter in your life when you're holding on to the vine. Oh, but good man, sir, hold on to the vine. Be a part of the vine. Abide in the vine. It will meet your needs.
Right. Oh,
yes.
Don't get discouraged. Keep going and die.
Come on.
You know what makes us hot? The Bible says he's like a roaring lion, seeking who he might devour.
Amen.
Oh, you know how it feels when the enemy's yelling at you. When he's telling you, you're not going to be able to pay your bills. Oh, come on. Oh, your husband ain't never going to get saved. Oh, come on.
Come on.
Oh, you ain't never going to be able to receive a healing. He's never going to meet that financial need. Oh, he's never going to bring peace to y'all. Oh, can I tell you? In your mind, in your heart, he will make journey.
That's right. Come on.
But what happens? That big bad wolf that comes. He comes in there. Well, husband, Uncle Father. Go to bloody ass him.
Yes.
And somebody runs. And they go to hide. They send that dick just at the door. That doctor told me I've got an incurable disease. We're living in a nation that tells us we have to raise our children all the way they raised theirs. Ma'am, sir, you go ahead and you raise your children all the way this world raises their children and your children will go to hell.
Right.
Come on.
That's right.
That's right. You want nation to go to heaven? Don't hide.
Right.
Everybody ain't got to accept you. And everybody won't, Brother Josh.
Come on.
Because they were they that ain't the pine. Oh, wants to be them. They will talk about you. They will ridicule you. Oh, they will try to convince you. Oh, that you're not a part of it. Oh, this great thing called salvation. Oh, that your Father in heaven. Oh, will not answer your prayers. But can I tell you that? If you abide in the pine, oh, he's about to meet your every need.
Come on.
That's right, preacher.
God, I don't care how scary your situation is.
when the enemy comes in like a roaring lion. Oh, the Bible says, oh, that he arranged up a standard. Oh, come on. Oh, come on. Oh, can I tell you, children, tonight? He loves you and he cares for you. He's not going to see you, oh, trampled by the enemy. He said no weapon formed against thee, oh, shall prosper. Oh, and his word said, it will never come back void. It's time, if we are to abide and allow him to be God.
Come on.
Thank you. The book of Genesis. I'm going to close here in a minute. There's a story about Adam and Eve. And all God told them, just abide. Just abide. Adam, just abide. Abide what? Abide in my words.
Come on.
When you're abiding in his words, my friends, you are abiding in the word of God. Amen. You don't believe me? Go back and read what we just read. When you abide in his words, Sister Joyce, you're abiding in him. Oh, but when you're not abiding in his words, oh, you're not abiding in the vine. Oh, but here we find in the book of Genesis, oh, God told him, said you can have anything here. Oh, but don't touch that tree. Oh, come on, don't take of that fruit. And all Adam had to do was abide in the vine.
No.
But he didn't listen. Come on, you blamed it on the lady. And when God showed up, he couldn't find no Adam. Oh, why was that? He went to hide. He wasn't about it.
Come on.
Come on, preacher.
Adam. Where are you? Where are you at, Adam? I believe God been out to holler at some of us. And he said, where are you at?
Where are you at?
Where are you at? Oh, where is it? Oh, come on. I would like to start calling some names tonight. And he's saying, where are you? Oh, I want to abide with you. Oh, and Adam Hollis. Oh, I'm over here, Lord. I want to hide. Why, Adam? Why, Adam? Why would you hide? Oh, because I'm naked.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on.
Adam. How could you got naked? You abide in the Bible.
Come on.
Right. Book of Matthew says, even the birds don't even have to worry about cover. How'd you get naked? Because if you send them high, you would have never been naked. Right. Who told you that?
Yeah. Mom.
Come on.
Yeah.
Who told you? Who told you?
Come
Some
on.
Of us now, who told you you didn't have to buy the Bible?
Come on.
You sure wouldn't have a hump?
Woo!
Come on.
Come on.
Who told you tonight? Oh, that you could do things your own way. Oh, and you could go into hiding. You didn't have to face trials. Oh, you didn't have to face persecution. Who told you? Oh, that you didn't have to buy.
Come on.
Come on, preacher.
Yeah. There was this guy on Facebook. And he was in the hiding. And he sounded real good. Devils always sound good.
Yep.
Bible said to come as an angel of light.
That's
right.
He sounded real good. He sounded spiritual. And he could quote the Bible.
Oh, that makes him saved.
That makes him saved. Makes him okay with God. He could quote the Bible. He could pray. He can sing. She can sing. That makes them okay.
Come on.
Come on.
Well, why is it they hide and they look like the world? Why is it I can't tell them no different?
I tell you what, when you can tell who a Jehovah's Witness is. Okay. Shane, you can't hardly tell who a Christian is these days.
Come on.
See them at Walmart, they look like everybody else.
Come on.
Come on, preacher.
Ladies, you ain't supposed to look like a hoochie mama. You do, God's going to get you.
That's right.
Amen, preacher.
Gentlemen, if you're running around looking like some pimp, God's going to get you.
Come on.
I thought I went into Taco Bell today. Thought they was going to get a free show. I didn't pay for my food. Some bunch of them construction workers got in there and got
using foul language. And I turned around, Brother Josh, and every one of them were bigger than me. But I didn't care. He said, greater is he that's within me than he that is in the world.
Right.
I was abiding in the vine, and I wasn't going to sit there and listen to that trash.
Come on.
Right. Come on.
And I turned around, and everybody behind that counter knows me as preacher. Because when they ask what your name is, I ought to put on that little ticket. I said, put preacher on there. I'm not out here to hide.
Come on.
Come on.
Come on. Come on.
I thought I'd turn around and I'd get them all boys a sour look.
Come on.
They didn't see me, they seen who I was abiding in. Can I tell you them boys? Oh, they started keeping their mouth closed and they started talking right. Oh, come on.
Come
it's
on.
Time. Oh, that the church abides and quit it hiding.
Right.
Come on.
There was once upon a time that people had respect for children, for Christians, had respect for our women and our children. It because it's our fault. We went and hiding amongst them. We look like them. We talk like them. And they don't respect for that. And say, why should I go to church with them? They live and they act and they do the very same things we do.
If
they're a Christian, we are too.
Come on.
They're not abiding. Oh, why should I go to church? Oh, they're not abiding. Why should I trust God?
Right.
Ladies and gentlemen, your life might be the only Jesus, might be the only ministry anybody ever saved.
Come on.
Come on.
Wish I could find something to hang on to.
Come on.
So I'll tell you what. Hold on that thing like the Joel's life. This brother's talking about his work. That's a hard working man. But it takes holding on to them tools.
Yes, sir.
Come on. Come on, kid. Could you imagine hanging and dangling over a cliff? Me neither. But if something happened, I'd be holding on.
Come on.
Some of us tonight. Oh, the devil's got us and he's hanging us and he's dangling us over hell. Oh, and I've come to tell somebody, you better abide and put your heart, for it's too late. Oh, the enemy come nothing but to kill, steal, and destroy. Oh, but Jesus Christ said, I come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. It's time to abide.
Yes. Right.
Yes. Now, come to me. Okay. We got three services to do Sunday. Number six. It's time to abide. And I, Josh, you ain't been coming to church long. But you already knew my message. You knew this top message way before you got here. You could tell who's a Christian and who wasn't. Come on.
Come on.
Y'all don't act stupid with me.
Come on.
Wait, before you ever started coming to church, you could tell a Christian when you seen it at Walmart.
That's right. Come on.
You can tell by the way they look, by the way they act, by the way they talk. And we're living in a world in a time right now that people are hiding, professing to be abiding, and God's going to get them. Why is that? They're bringing confusion to the sinner. They're bringing confusion to their home. They're bringing confusion to the community. And it's time that we come out of hiding and we abide.
Come on.
There's benefits to abiding. He says right in verse 7, they can ask for something.
Yes.
What if somebody asks for something bad? Fuck me, you ask.
Come on.
Because when you're abiding, you don't want nothing bad.
That's right.
Woo!
Exactly.
He changes the wheel inside the wheel.
That's right. Come on.
That's right.
Woo! Your desires change. You start loving folks. Some says you don't love folks if you warn them. I've come to tell you, if you keep your mouth shut, you don't warn people if you don't love them.
That's right.
The Bible said, cry about us. Spare not. Warn my children of the transgressions.
Smoke.
And of their iniquities. If we love God, He calls us to love people.
That's right.
And we're not scared no more.
How do you know that? Because he said, I didn't give you the spirit of fear, but power.
Power.
Love. And a sound mind. Right. But when you got a sound mind, the old folks used to get up and testify. And they say, I want to thank God for salvation.
Yes.
For the Holy Ghost and for having a sound mind.
Yes.
Well, somebody's got a sound mind. How can I have a sound mind? It's when they know where their hands are holding. Come on. They ain't been camouflaged. All amongst the adulterers. Come on, amongst the drunk. All amongst the blasphemer, the liar, the cursor.
Mom.
Yes, sir. Yes, there is.
I love everybody here tonight. You all would stand with me.